This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. Welcome to 20th Century Boy. My name is Libido Spike, and Chiquitita, you and I know how the heartaches come and they go, and the scars, they're leaving. And this is the inside of my mind. Little bit of Chiquitita by ABBA there. Why? Because I'm trying to learn all the words because it's been stuck in my head for 15 years. Chiquitita. My name is not Libido Spike, by the way. That was sent in by a listener of the show who, each week, a listener of the show sends in a new name. Generally, they're RM, like radio, because my name is Radio Mike, as I said. Generally, they're RM themed, except the person today whose name I am going to be finding out in a few seconds from now. So if that adds suspense, if that doesn't add suspense, it's Radio That Person is their name. No, Radio Sid Windu. I do recognize that name. Radio Sid Windu sent in the name Libido Spike and says, hope rhyming versions are okay. Does Libido Spike rhyme with Radio Mike? Not really, but I guess if you say it as, if you're like saying Libido Spike and Radio Mike, that rhymes. Not sure if Radio Mike works. You'd have to say Radio Mike. So my name is Radio Mike. And this is my podcast, 20th Century Boy, a podcast about me, a young writer and producer here in Melbourne, Australia, trying to make his way through the rough and tumble of being in his mid-20s. Australia's most lovable nerd, me, this guy right here, that you're listening to or watching, because there is a vodcast, a video podcast of this, right now. Wow. Mike, stop. Take a breath. Oh, it has been a big week. I am like trying to get really ahead. I've been trying to get really ahead. I worked all through the weekend because tomorrow, from the day of recording this podcast, I will be going to Sydney and working working very intensely on. We're recording a few episodes of the Hamish and Andy Remembering Project up in Sydney. So I will be going up there from, well, today on the day of, I'm recording this on Wednesday. I fly up tomorrow, Thursday, day of release, 7 a.m. flight. Got to be up at 4:30 a.m. Get to the airport. I don't even know what time I have to be there. Probably around 6 a.m. I'm not a morning person. Part of me was like, maybe I just stay up all night and then just go to the airport. Like, just stay up, go to the airport. My housemate was like, don't do that because you have to work the whole day and you're going to be very tired. So, yeah, I will do my best to get to the airport in time. I am going to be back on Saturday. So, here's something cool. If you are in Sydney, you have a chance, really, your first ever chance since this whole bloody thing started, to win the podcast. We are the world's only winnable podcast. As far as I know, and if you find one, let me know. There are no other winnable podcasts in the world. Universe, even. I guess universe is a stretch. But how do you win the podcast? Well, you do a 360 on the spot. You do a 360, you turn your head you can't turn your head 360 degrees, but I guess you rotate your body 360 degrees. If you happen to see me mid 360, right, you've won the podcast. Oh, sorry, you. When you're listening to this exact moment, do a 360, bam, that's basically you winning the podcast right there. You get to see me in public, you come up to me, bam, you've won. You also win the podcast if you happen to see my cousin Dave in real life and you speak to him and say, are you Dave from the Dave and Mike show? If he says yes, you also win the podcast, but you have to take a photo with Dave to prove it. A few people playing the game this week, Radio James Ford, welcome to the radio family. He plays every week. Radio James Ford plays every week. He sent me a message, 360, no Mikey, can confirm that the nasal 360 resulted in 100% no Mikey. I did encourage people last week, don't just use your eyes for the 360, be implementing your sense of smell and your sense of hearing as well. You never know where or when or how Mikey might strike. So you might smell me, you might hear me, you might see me. No taste or touch, unfortunately, for that. Another one, did a 360 while running for the bus, no mic, and I missed the bus. Unfortunate on both accounts there. And Radio Legbot, he said, how dare you not be in my bathroom when I did my 360? Shame on you, Mike. And then he says, I'd just like to say thank you for recommending the book Holes. I've read it and I quite enjoy it, which is cool. Holes is a book I've recommended many times. It is a great book that I believe everyone should listen to. And Radio Cusbro sent me a message. Hey, mate, Radio Cusbro dropping you a line. First of all, I'd like to say I did my 360 and didn't see you in the Dream Factory. The Dream Factory is this podcast name for falling asleep or being asleep. Well, if you're new to the podcast, you're probably very confused right now, but welcome to the show. I say that every week. So he's actually done a 360 in the Dream Factory, which means he must be lucid dreaming because he's got control over his dreams. That's interesting. Maybe next time. Dream well in the Dream Factory, bro. Second, I was really haunted on how you say haunted as haunted. Try and say that three times fast. I was really haunted on how you say haunted as haunted. I was really haunted, so I can't say haunted, as we all know. I just thought that after pretty much the whole radio family pointing out that you should say haunt or haunted as they are written and not haunt or haunted, that's how I say it, you would. However, it looks like you're going to stay on course and I admire you for that. Thank you. Great looking merch, by the way. Very haunting. Well done to Radio Superstar Pat on the design. Whatever you do, don't block the MDF. Really great email there. Thank you, Cuzbro. He is, of course, speaking about the Haunted House shirts, which I am wearing in the video, holding it up to the camera now. Haunted House. I'm away from the mic, of course. These are available at radiomike.com.au/merch. We sold a couple. Thank you to everyone who picked one up. Please pick one up. They're pretty cheap, and they're really good quality AS color shirts. Really cool design of a haunted house with the words haunted house on them as well. I would love for people to pick some up so I can start sending them out. They're really great. It fits really well. I'm wearing a large. I usually wear large. However, like, it's a very comfortable fit, but if you want a baggy shirt, like if you want a very loose fit, I'd go a size up, because like this is like pretty, just like, it's pretty comfortable. But it's like, it's definitely not necessarily loose. But yeah, please pick up a Haunted House shirt at radiomike.com.au/merch. That would be amazing. Got a message in from Radio Crystal. Welcome to the Radio Family, Radio Crystal. I believe this is your first contribution to the show. And she sent me a message because I've been talking about ABBA a lot. Like I said, I've had Chiquitita stuck in my head for 15 years. Chiquitita, I'm trying to learn all the lyrics and cover it on this show, which will be in the next month or so. You and I know. She said, I commute 2 hours each way to work and today's drive was extra gloomy. Just wanted to thank you for reminding me to listen to ABBA. Their perfect mixture of optimism and heartbreak paired with lovely, cheerful beats made the drive to work on a Saturday a lot more enjoyable. Thank you for starting my day on a good note. Sing a new song, Chiquitita. And then she sent me another message because during the week on my Instagram, radio.mike, go follow it. Tell all your friends to follow it as well. I did a Blink-182 medley, which I might maybe put in this podcast, but maybe at the end somewhere. And she then said, your Blink-182 medley put me back into my middle school alt-rock playlist. It's been a much-needed break from audiobooks. Thanks again. Please keep bringing good music back into my life. And that is a great message to receive. I am glad I am bringing good music back into your life. Of course, we have the 20th century board here. Let's just do an update on the 20th century board. 21 days till Nug 100, where I will be eating 100 nuggets for the 100th episode of this podcast in 100 minutes. And of course, the message from a listener. Every week we have a different written message on the 20th century board. That is like Bart Simpson's chalkboard gag in The Simpsons. This one is, you like jazz? And I didn't know what this meant. And then I looked it up. It turns out it's, I believe, a quote from the B movie, Jerry Seinfeld's B movie, which I have never seen. I definitely would like to watch the B movie at some point soon. Because it's a meme and a half. Obviously, all the goals of the podcast are on there. Learn lyrics to Chiquitita, Nug 100, complete the Pilkey biography, and watch the Dream Factory movie. We will get onto all of that a little bit later in the podcast. As I mentioned last week, I have upgraded cameras now, and it looks like people are appreciating that. All the videos of all my podcasts go up on YouTube, Radio Mike YouTube channel. It is decked out in content. Go subscribe to it. We are so close to 1,000, so I'm really excited about that. And got a message from Radio Superstar Alex Sky. He said, I started the new app, the 50 frames per second hit me like a truck, it looks awesome. And apparently this is like 50 frames per second 1080p. I don't know what that means, but it is good. I have watched it. It looks really good. There's great depth of field. Like if you're watching it now, the camera shifts focus if you put something up to the screen. I think that's really cool. It's a great camera and it's making my life so much easier with editing and just filming all these and everything like that. And so, yeah, I'm really glad the YouTube is taking off. There are some absolutely pressing matters that I would like to get to today. And well, the first one, I'd like to talk about the number one goal of the podcast that, as I said, is happening in 21 days. It is time to talk about NUG 100. Play the sting.
NUG 100.
Okay, so NUG 100, I am going to be eating, as I said, 100 nuggets in 100 minutes for episode 100 of this episode. It's coming up soon, and I have been coming in with a very brazen and bold confidence to this. And please, kill the music behind me, please. Thank you. Guys, I got some admitting to do. I'm starting to worry. I'm really starting to worry. And here's what happened on the weekend, because I'm sort of, you know, I go for a run every day around lunchtime. I run, and that's really good. And I've been eating pretty well. So I feel like, I'm not sure, but I feel like at the moment I'm really satisfied with like my, like where I'm at fitness wise. And I'm like really happy about it and I'm feeling really good. And then during the weekends, I break my healthy eating kind of vibes because I want to train for NUG 100, I guess. So I decided to get a Zinger Stacker box from KFC, which is like the Zinger Stacker burger, which has two Zinger patties in it, and then three Wicked Wings, chips, and a drink. And I'll tell you this much, guys, I really struggled. To finish the Zinger Stacker box. By the first Wicked Wing, like I ate the burger and the burger pretty much filled me up. I had a few chips, went for the Wicked Wings. I was like, oh, I don't know if I can finish this. Didn't. Maybe it was an off day. I have said that nuggets are more of a snack food. Like you can just chow them down, but kind of did get worried about after the KFC incident. Maybe KFC's chicken is denser than McDonald's chicken. I don't know. I've never had an issue with nuggets in the past. I am really craving nuggets. And then I worry that like, maybe like because I'm running every day, like my body is changing and it's not like able to hold as much food in it or something like that. I don't know, but I was genuinely concerned about my ability to eat the 100 nuggets, but I'm not backing down. That's one of the rules of the show. We don't back down. Rule number one of the show, we don't back down. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that rule before, but you don't back down. So yeah, I guess I'm not confident about it anymore, but like, I still think I can do the hundo, but I don't know. I'm definitely less confident than I was last week. And I think I'm keen to know people's thoughts on this. Is the Zinger Stacker more dense than a nugget? Like tell me more information. I need more information. And, I would like you guys who are always very thoughtful and very, always quick to correct all of my wrongs, I would like you guys to give me some feedback on the Zinger Stacker burger box. So as I said at the top, if you were listening to this on the day of the release, I am currently either on a plane or in Sydney. So like I said, Sydney listeners, you guys really need to be keeping your eyes and ears and noses out for me. You could win the podcast this week. I wanted to follow up on something Sydney related, and this may or may not become a new goal of the show, because last week I mentioned that when I was young, I went to a theme park, like an amusement, because we've been talking about roller coasters and amusement parks on the show, and it's been really good. So if you have a favorite ride somewhere, definitely let me know. And we can talk about it on this show. And I talked about the scenic railway at Luna Park, Melbourne, and people were agreeing that it's weird how it's like a rickety old wooden roller coaster that they can't believe is still standing. But of course, I also talked about this place called Wonderland, which was a theme park in Sydney that I went to when I was very young that does not exist anymore. And it had a roller coaster that I thought was called the Beast King. I was corrected by Radio Greg, and thank you, Radio Greg. Welcome to the RF. It was called the Bush Beast. So I think that I confused it in my mind, because there is the Beast King. There is in the children's cartoon anime series Digimon, there is a Digimon called Leomon, who's a lion, and his attack is Fist of the Beast King. And I think I just conflated that in my mind with this roller coaster I went on as a kid. That just shows how delicate memory is. See, I confused a roller coaster that I went on when I was six with an attack that a fictional lion man uses in a cartoon. It was called the Bush Beast. Thank you for correcting me, Greg. Now, radio superstar Alex Sky, he's a higher tiered member of the show. That's why he has the prefix radio superstar. Radio superstar Alex Sky got in touch with me. He's from Sydney, I believe. And I asked people if they remember the park. A few people did say, yeah, we remember that park. A few Sydney people, they've been there and they know that it's closed, et cetera, et cetera. And radio superstar Alex Sky sent me a bunch of photos and he says, I know the place that Wonderland was at. It's pretty eerie now. There are just bits of old rides lying everywhere. Now, he then sends photos of, like, what appears to be an abandoned bush area, I assume in somewhere in, like, the outer suburbs of Sydney, that is just literally full of, like, carts and, like, rides from Wonderland. Like, Wonderland branded, like, Dodgem cars, and, like, they're just abandoned in this bushland, which I find super interesting and very eerie. Dare I say it, and I'm so sorry, guys, it looks like a haunted amusement park. Get your haunted house shirts at radiomike.com.au/merch now. AS color, really good quality, black or white, comes in all sizes, whatever size you are, I'm sure we can fit you. Get one now. But it does look like a haunted amusement park. And I want to make it a goal of the show, and I'm going to write this on the 20th century board. Now, last week, we crossed off number three, which was watch the movie Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. So now it just goes 1, 2, 4, 5. Instead of moving everything up one, I'm just going to make this goal number three. Because goal number three for me, and you'd all be welcome to come along, especially if you're in Sydney, but I want to do excursion, podcast excursion to Wonderland. Obviously, I'm in Sydney right now, but I don't want to do it this time because I'm working, but I want to, like, come up to Sydney one weekend and just go to Wonderland. And I want to do a photo shoot plus photo shoot. I want to do a photo shoot in the haunted amusement park. It's amazing how frequently the word haunted does come up on this podcast. It has actually naturally come up every single week for the past, like, 5 weeks. So that's... Now, the new third goal is an excursion to Wonderland. I'd love for people to come along. We can all hang out at the abandoned Wonderland. I assume, like, because Alex Sky has photos, I assume you can go in there and it's, like, a publicly accessible space. So that's a new goal of the show. Very, very cool. And most people agreed. So that, yeah, a new goal of the show is to head to Wonderland in Sydney, the abandoned Wonderland. See the graveyard of a theme park I once went to. All right, we need to dig up some audio. But first, before I play some audio from a show from a while ago, which is important, I do want to read something really different for the podcast that we haven't really done before. I actually want to read a passage from the Bible. I know that's not something we usually do, and it's certainly not something I care about, but I do want to just read a really quick passage from the Bible. And I don't know what it's from. I think it's from Luke. I'm not going to pretend to know who that is. This is the story of a resurrection. I'm sure you're all familiar with it, but I'd like to reiterate it to you. And please note that this is not Christian propaganda on this podcast. On the third day, an early Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene and another Mary came to the tomb and found it empty. I believe this is Jesus's tomb. Sitting on the rolled away stone was an angel of the Lord who told them to not be afraid because Jesus had risen. As the women left to tell the disciples, Jesus Christ met them and showed them his nail-pierced hands. Now, why am I reading that? Well, and you guys aren't going to believe this. No, I did not die and come back to life. That'd be crazy, but this is crazier. For a long time on this show, we had a segment, and it was a tumultuous segment that we could just never get right. We could never really figure out the best way to run the segment, and the segment was a constant source of debate amongst this podcast community. If you're a long-time listener of the show, you're probably aware of the segment. It was called Rhyme Crime, and it went through a bunch of different iterations, and no one could ever agree. Essentially, at first we were trying to call out musical artists who would rhyme a word with the same word. That proved to be just too hard for us. We then moved it to trying to find artists who are rhyming words that don't really rhyme, like just bad, really bad rhymes that they're shifting the pronunciation of to try and make rhyme in their song. Didn't work. Constant source of anxiety for me. Every time I ran this segment, every single person would be complaining about it, and it would never go to plan. Now, I'd like to play audio from an episode of the show from season 2 last year. I will cut it in here. So as of today, as of this episode, I have officially decided that Rhyme Crime will never return to 20th Century Boy. Yes, I am clapping myself. Rhyme Crime will never return to the show. Rhyme Crime is officially over. It's had a long run on the show, and we are never doing Rhyme Crime again on the show. Never coming back. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. Rhyme Crime will never be back on this show. It is done. We are not doing Rhyme Crimes anymore. Don't submit them. I've been asking you to submit them. Do not submit them. No more Rhyme Crime. Rhyme Crime is over as of now. Bam. I'm deleting the Rhyme Crime opener from my laptop. We are never doing Rhyme Crime again. I apologize, but we just couldn't work it out, guys. And if families can't work things out, delete them. So, as you heard there, I banned Rhyme Crime forever. I banned Rhyme Crime forever from this show. I said it would never come back. We all mourned the death of Rhyme Crime. And, well, sort of similar to the Jesus story that I read before, and now it's all coming together why I read the passage from the Bible. Today, I think I found a Rhyme Crime that is indisputable, and I had to bring it back. I have to bring Rhyme Crime back for 1 week, because I don't think that it is possible for anybody to dispute that this is a Rhyme Crime. And funnily enough, the Rhyme Crime in question today, I actually remember, like, I always remember thinking this was a Rhyme Crime. I always remember thinking this was a terrible rhyme, right? So it is with great hesitation, regret, and fear that I dare open this can of worms again and say, in the way that I always do when I start a segment, that it's time for this.
Radio Mike's Rhyme Crime.
Okay, we are now in Rhyme Crime. We have now broken a rule of the show. Remember, I said before, rule 1, we never back down. Rule 2, Rhyme Crime will never come back. And by bringing Rhyme Crime back, we are actually inadvertently breaking both of those rules. There we go, guys. And that's rule 3 of the show. Break every rule. Break rules. Rules are made to be broken. All right. Rhyme Crime. Now, basically, this is the Rhyme Crime of a variety of two words that just do not rhyme. And I really do believe we will finally reach a unanimous decision on the podcast this week about this Rhyme Crime. I do not think anyone can complain or moan about this. I think this is a universe. Like, no one will disagree with this. And I'm so glad I finally found it, because it's been there all along. The song, and you may already know what part I mean when you hear the name, the song is First Date by Blink-182. Let's go, don't wait, this night's almost over. That song. Honest, let's make this night last forever. For it's not that bit. I'm just giving you context. If you don't recognize the name of the song, you might recognize the tune. Forever and ever, let's make this last forever. That's my Tom DeLonge impersonation, by the way. First Date by Blink-182 happens immediately. It's literally the first verse of the song. The first two lines of the song are a blatant rhyme. No, it's not. Sorry, it's not the first two lines. It's a bit later. For audio listeners of the pod, I'm going to play the audio. For video listeners, I'm going to have to sing it, because the video will get copyright claimed. So here, I'm just going to sing the first verse.
In the car, I just can't wait.
Checks out.
To pick you up on our very first date.
Great rhyme. Great date. Great and date, that's a rhyme, not a crime.
Wait, date, is it cool if I hold your hand? Is it wrong if I think it's lame to dance?
Hand dance? I'll pay you.
Hand dance.
Like there's a similar sound there, it works.
Do you like my stupid hair? Would you guess that I didn't know what to wear?
Hair? Where?
Hair. Where?
Back on track. Chicky-dee. Good rhyme, not a crime. Here we go, guys. Listen to this last bit.
I'm just scared of what you think. You make me nervous, so I really can't eat.
He's got him. You are not denying it. If you are listening to this podcast, you know that that's a rhyme crime. Think and eat do not rhyme, even in the context that Tom DeLonge sings in.
Think, eat,
chicken. You make me nervous, so I really can't eat. Not a rhyme.
Think, eat.
I'm sorry, guys. If I swear to God, if someone disputes this, chicken, you're banned from the podcast. If you dispute that, that is a blatant rhyme crime. The resurrection of the rhyme crime segment is here. This does not mean that rhyme crime is becoming a regular segment.
Think,
I see this
eat,
as like,
eat,
bam, done and dusted.
Think.
We completed rhyme crime. It is now banned again.
Think.
But I just wanted to bring eat and think.
Eat.
I'm so scared of what you think.
Chicken.
You make me nervous, so I really can't eat.
Eat.
First of all, terrible lyricism. And I love Blink 182. That's a terrible lyric. Eat. Think.
Think. Eat.
Two very different things.
Think. Eat.
And two very different sounds.
Think. Eat.
Undisputable rhyme crime?
Think.
Correct.
Eat.
That's gonna haunt my dreams. Buy your haunted house shirts. RadioMike.com.au/merch. It's gonna haunt me in my dreams at the Dream Factory. Jesus Christ, Tom DeLonge. That is rhyme crime. That is the final ever rhyme crime. I will not open a can of worms. Ban yourself. If you disagree, ban yourself. We won't open a discourse about it. Just do, it's an honor system ban. If you disagree with that as a rhyme crime, just, you know, do the right thing and ban yourself from the podcast. Stop listening to the podcast. Ban yourself. You don't have to tell anyone you're doing it, but, you know, be honest about it. It is an honesty system. So yeah, that is the resurrection of rhyme crime. Finally, Radio Mike comes out on top once again. Thanks to Blink-182. There you go. I want to launch a new segment on the show this week, a new game segment. There are a bunch of games we play that go over weeks. This game is a really fun game. I didn't know how I was going to finish that sentence. And I think it was obvious because like this game is a really fun game. This is a fun game. This is a new segment. And I'll tell you the name in a sec, because the name is kind of important to the segment. You can play along with this at home. Basically, I was meant to launch this last week. We ran out of time. It was a really busy show. Last week on the podcast, you may have... Where is my head right now? Here we go. When we were in lockdown in Melbourne, me and my housemate Dan, who I wanted to come on to do the segment for the first time, but he works during the day and I record this during the day, so... It's just too hard. But you know, he's a co-creator of this segment. So we realized that there's a song. We were listening to music around the house. There is a song by Vance Joy that I'm sure you all know, which is called Riptide. Baby, running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side. That song. We all know it. We all love it. Great song. Vance, well done. Good job, Triple J Hottest 100. Well done, mate. Now, the thing about this song that we found is that there's a moment in the song, and if you haven't heard it, it's a pretty big song. I'm sure you would have heard it. There is a moment, I believe, at the start of the second verse of the song where the lyrics are, "There's this movie that I think you like. This guy decides to quit his job and heads to New York City," right? And me and my housemate just started turning it into a game where, and I'll do an example. Essentially, someone would just go, "There's this movie that I think you like." And then basically the other person would just be like, "This guy gets bitten by a radioactive spider and turns into a superhero." Now, obviously, Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire would also accept The Amazing Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield. So essentially, the game is recommend a movie. So basically, send a message, 1-800-438-353. You recommend a movie via this method. And I'm going to do one now. I'm going to recommend a movie. You guys have to guess what the movie is next week using this format. So I'm going to play the Vance Joy grab. And I'm going to sing it as well for the YouTube because it would get copyrighted. So I'm going to play the Vance Joy grab and then I'm going to come in. And this is how you'll do it. If you leave a voice message, 1-800-438-353, the official phone number of the show, get in touch anytime for any reason. Leave your movie. And so here's mine for this week. You guys let me know what you think this movie is. Oh, maybe I'll do, I guess we'll do a sting. We'll do a sting for this that leads into it. So here we go. This girl gets transported to an alternate universe and meets a lion and a tin man and the scarecrow as well. That's it. Now you guys have to, I mean, it's a pretty easy game, but that is a movie that you have to guess what it is in this new segment that is called There's This Movie That I Think You'll Like. Please send them in. I think it'll be really fun. If you want to do it live and get on the phone and do it, that'd be awesome as well. But yeah, this is a really fun new segment that me and my housemate are still doing at home. Play it with your friends as well. It's really, really fun. Yeah, I've got a new prank that I have wanted to do on the show for a while that I for whatever reason, I do pranks in my everyday life for no one. Like, I just do pranks to my friends just for my own amusement. And I started thinking, like, why don't I do this, like, on the show? Because I find it hilarious. Other people don't seem to, but I find it hilarious. And I've got this great new prank, which is basically, like, call a friend up with a question or some kind of thing that you want to say, and mid-sentence, just start singing the theme song to Seinfeld. It's very funny, and it takes people by surprise because they don't really know what to do or why it's happening. I really like doing it, and I wanted to demonstrate how fun it can be on the pod today, because, like, I guess they have two choices: either just sit there and accept it or join in. Yesterday Luke Kidgel was here to do my Harry Potter podcast. He's a friend of mine. He has a show at the Comedy Festival. Go check it out. I was just going to call him under the pretense of me thanking him for last night. But I'm going to do the Seinfeld thing. He left his microphone here and I went to sleep. So I left it in my letterbox. So he came to pick it up after his show, I assume. So I'm going to give Luke a call and just do this Seinfeld prank that I've been wanting to do on the pod for a while.
Yo.
Hey, Luke, how are you, man?
Very well, man.
Good. Thanks again for last night. That was really funny, and it was a great episode, so thanks, man.
No, thanks so much for having us. Apologies for me being in a rush.
No, that's okay. I checked the mailbox. It looks like you picked the microphone up.
Yes.
Cool, man. Yeah, so I guess the podcast, bow, 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 wrap it down, bow, 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 but down, bow, 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 ba down, ba bow, 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 ba down, bow, 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 ba down, bow, 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 ba down, bow, 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 bow. Do you have anything to say to that?
What's the deal with airplane food? Am I right?
Were you wondering why I started singing the Seinfeld song?
No, I was wondering why you called.
Well, I
started the Seinfeld song. I was like, oh, that's why.
Yeah, so I'm doing this new prank on my podcast where I call people and just start singing the Seinfeld song. That's funny, isn't it?
Epic prank, dude. I feel God.
Well, If you don't mind, I'd just like to finish it. Is that okay?
No worries.
That's it.
Can I make a suggestion for next week?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe do How I Met Your Mother next week, like maybe that.
Nah, because it's a Seinfeld prank. It's not How I Met Your Mother prank.
Oh, my mistake.
All right, thanks for being part of the prank, man.
Hi, all good.
All right.
Pregnant. Okay.
All right. See you, mate.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Super.
Bye-bye. And that's the prank. I have two more things before we wrap up today. It might be a little bit shorter because I'm in a huge rush to get things done before I leave. It sounds like I'm going on like a 3-week holiday. I'm literally there for 3 days, but like it's busy. The first thing I want to talk about is something that I have not a problem with, but something I've noticed. Have you guys noticed that ever since Stranger Things came out on Netflix all those years ago, ever since then, I can't see a group of children riding bikes on a path without assuming that they are on a mission. Every time I see kids on a bike, two or more children on a bike riding together, I assume that they are on some supernatural, world-changing mission together. That is the only conclusion I can make. Every time I see a group of kids on bikes, I think of Stranger Things. Every single time. I'm like, that's exactly like the kids from Stranger Things. I can't stop thinking about it. There's a bike track near my house that I walk down. There's always four kids riding behind each other next to me. I look at them and I think, what are you doing? Why are you guys riding your bikes together? I only assume they're looking for their missing friend. They're going to save him from the Demogorgon in the Upside Down. Every time. I just wonder what they're up to. Because in this society, in this world that we currently live in, where we've, you know, think of all the amazing stuff there is to do inside now. Video games, TV, endless streaming, YouTube, game streaming, movies, Netflix, porn, fucking Spotify, podcasts, reading, I doubt kids, all this stuff that kids can do inside now, to me, the only reason that four kids would be outside riding their bikes is because they're saving one of their friends from the Demogorgon. That is every single time without fail that I see two or more children riding bikes together, I assume there's something deeper going on there. I'm like, what? Why are you not inside? Why would you be here riding bikes together when you could be inside? Every single time. It's like a trigger in my brain where I'm like, whoa, I get out of their way. If they ring their bells, I almost leap to the side because I assume I need to let these guys do whatever they're doing. I assume they're saving the world. I get out of the way. I literally leap out of the way. I let him through. I'm telling him, go guys, go save your friend. Go. He needs you. I'm telling him to ride faster. Oh my God. It freaks me out. I want to join in. I assume there's something dangerous or sinister going on. I want to help them, but I stay out of their way. Kids riding bikes. Absolute insanity. When you could be inside. You could be inside doing this. You could be sleeping and they're riding bikes. I don't know, guys. Every single time. One of the goals, of course, on the 20th Century Board is not to save the world from the Demogorgon. It is, of course, to complete the Pilkey bibliography. Dav Pilkey, the author of the famous Captain Underpants series, which I read as a kid, but I never read the last two books. So I bought a box set of Captain Underpants. I'm looking at it now on my bookshelf. And I also bought a bunch of his other little books. He does these little graphic novels, and they're interesting because they're part of the world of Captain Underpants. Like, they're written by the characters in Captain Underpants as like a meta kind of thing. So I have started my journey in completing the Dav Pilkey bibliography, and I read The Adventures of Ook and Gluck. I thought it was Ook and Gluck, but it is a running gag in the book how to pronounce their names. The Adventures of Ook and Gluck, Kung Fu Cavemen from the Future. First thing I think, why is this not a movie? Kung Fu Cavemen from the Future? Now that's a story. Well, I guess it already is a story, but movie adaptation of this. Really great. Like, so I guess I'm reviewing it. You know, it's a little children's graphic novel, but it's a lot of fun. There's lots of fourth wall breaking. And this book, this is everything I always loved about Captain Underpants as a kid. Like, it was always fourth wall breaking. It was always just like, if you listen to my other podcast, Harry Potter and the Boys, like, go and read Captain Underpants. It's so inspired by it. Fourth wall breaking, acknowledging that you're in a book, acknowledging like that you're part of a fiction thing. And I don't know, this was really cool. It's just a cool story about these two cavemen who go to the future to learn Kung Fu to stop an evil corporation from taking over the past. Interesting story. And I enjoyed reading it. Next up, and a few people have actually gone out to buy the Captain Underpants box set to read along with me. Next up, I am reading the second last book in the Captain Underpants franchise, which I believe is the one about the, I think it's the tyrannical return of the Turbo Toilet 2000. Yeah, that came out. That actually came out in 2014. So it's a 7-year-old book now. And yeah, I will be reading that next, hopefully finishing it by next week. And then after that, I will be reading the last book in the Captain Underpants series, The Sensational Saga of Sir Stinks-a-Lot. Can't wait to find out what happens in that. And then I still need to read Super Diaper Baby 2, The Invasion of the Potty Snatchers, which I did read the first one long ago, but I might buy them both. And then I'll move on to the Dogman novels. Dogman is the next franchise from Dav Pilkey. So really chugging through all of the goals on this show. Before we wrap, I do want to talk very briefly about WandaVision, which is the Disney Plus show that's based in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Not so much about the content of the show, so there's not going to be spoilers or anything, but more about just where, you know, I sometimes like to get serious on this show. It's not all talking about bloody kids riding bikes, but I think that I was kind of skeptical about Disney Plus when it first launched, and I think we're slowly moving towards a world where Disney and Google just run our entire lives. Like everything, I think everything will be owned by Disney and Google, and Google will own Disney. And I've been thinking a lot about how genius Disney is in terms of how it's marketing its TV, its exclusive series on Disney Plus. Like there's been two really big TV launches on Disney Plus, which is Mandalorian, the Star Wars universe story, and WandaVision, the Marvel Cinematic Universe story. And WandaVision's great, Mandalorian is great. They're both very high-quality shows, and they're really fun to watch. But what I think is genius about what they're doing is, and I was listening to Dave Lee's podcast, who's been on an episode of Mike Talks, Dave Lee Down Under podcast. He was talking a lot about this, and I just wanted to talk about it because I found it so fascinating, which is that all of these shows, WandaVision, Mandalorian, you know how like recently we've moved to this model of television where everything just gets dropped in one day and people just binge it when they can, the whole season they just binge, right? Whereas Disney's taking the approach with WandaVision and Mandalorian where they're just dropping episodes week by week. And I just think this is such a smart decision by them because that's how TV used to be. Like TV used to be you wait week to week, you have to watch something. And then there's this anticipation factor. And there's also this factor of like, we're all watching together at the same time. Like everyone is watching. No one can really be spoiled because we're all getting it at the same time on the same day, right? Like they come out on Friday night here in Australia. And I think it's so smart because, and Dave Lee was saying this a lot, and I just agreed with him so, so much, which is that every week you're thinking about and talking about this show and you're waiting for it and counting down to it, right? And then the discussion is just kept alive the whole week. Like me and my housemate talk about it all week. We wonder what's going to happen next and everything. Like I think this week is the last episode. And I just think it returns television into this event thing. There's no longer really event television because we just binge everything and there's so many choices. So, you know, back in the day, there weren't that many things you could watch. So everyone probably was watching essentially the same thing. Now, there's so much to watch. But when you make it event television, like from a marketing angle, it just makes so much sense because, yeah, everyone is getting it at the same time and talking about it. And then you look at what Marvel is doing. They've got WandaVision. Straight after WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier starts. And then I think straight after Falcon and the Winter Soldier starts, Loki, the TV series, starts. And they're all week-to-week drops. So I just think it means literally this whole year, every single week, there's an episode of a Marvel show launching on Disney Plus. Like from a corporate angle and a marketing angle, I think it's genius. Like, people just are constantly wanting to be subscribed to Disney Plus to see all these shows. People are constantly talking about Marvel, the brand, the shows, how they feed into the next movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which I'm getting so into at the moment, by the way, and would love to talk about them more if people are interested. It just keeps you coming back every week to Disney Plus, and then it recommends you new stuff to watch, and I just think it really sucks you in. And I guess that Marvel and Star Wars have the brand power to do that. Like, you couldn't necessarily do that with any show, because, you know, people wouldn't necessarily be hooked to come back every week like they are with these universe building things. But yeah, I just wanted to talk about that a bit because I just think it's genius. And I do think Disney is very well along the way to becoming just an unstoppable, well, they already are an unstoppable conglomerate, but I just think, are they just going to own everything? Is Disney just going to own everything eventually in terms of the media landscape? I don't know. Futurama just dropped in full on Disney Plus as well, which is awesome. So did Bob's Burgers, another great cartoon. And I have been watching a cartoon on Disney Plus called Solar Opposites, which is like from the same creator as Rick and Morty. And it's really good. It's about four aliens who are stranded on Earth after their spaceship crashes, and they're just living life on Earth as aliens trying to get back to their planet. And it's been really funny, and it's really refreshing, and I'm really enjoying it. I love those sort of adult cartoons. So yeah, check out Futurama on Disney Plus because that is a great show, and check out Solar Opposites as well. All right, let's finish off the show by doing this.
The plug.
This is the plug. We plug, well, I plug. You don't have to do anything. Just sit back, relax, and let the plug take you away. Just plugging everything I would love for you to check out this week. The first thing is the Harry Potter and the Boys podcast, which comes out every Wednesday. Luke Kigel and Meg Archibald. Super funny episode. One of my favorites. Those guys are just so funny together and as individuals, and I loved having them on the show. Super funny. And yeah, the chapter was great. The first main character death in Harry Potter and the Boys, which was super intense, and a very intense chapter and also a very funny chapter. So I'd love for you to check that out. I will put in a grab from it here.
How much do you think you'd have to drink to get drunk when you're like, what, 3 billion yeah. kilos or yeah. something?
Like, but I would have thought Hagrid was having bottles of whiskey a night even during the normal Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah. I reckon he was drunk for most of Harry Potter. Like, I reckon in
the majority of the time.
That's why he was always like, all right, well, Harry, what are you doing here? He was like, sorry, mate, a bit of a 1 p.m. whiskey.
Yeah, he's always just sort of a bit out of it. Like, I reckon even when he was teaching care of magical creatures, he was fucking drunk.
Just fucked all the time.
Yeah, and when the hippogriff attacked Malfoy, he was just like, oh, fuck, I don't know what I'm doing.
The true reason why they wanted to kill it. Yeah. And then, like, Hagrid, you need to learn. You've got a drinking problem. Yeah. This is what happens. We're going to kill your bird. Go to rehab. Mate.
And Dumbledore's just like, Hagrid, you've got to get yourself right. You need to get yourself right. This is your wake-up call. Of course, I'd like to plug radiomike.com.au/merch. Pick up your Haunted House t-shirt. Like I said, they're really cool AS color, black or white. Size guide, if you need it, message me. Great design by Radio Superstar Pat, who does all the art, the thumbnails for the show. So thank you so much. My Harry Potter and the Cursed Child review is up on the Harry Potter and the Boys podcast feed. I went to see the play here in Melbourne. It was really great. I did a full comprehensive review. That's on that feed, and it's also on YouTube. So please go and listen to that and check that out if you're interested in that. Also, I made a separate YouTube channel that's going to house clips from all of my podcast content. So short, maybe 5 to 10 minute clips. I just realized we have full episodes of the pod, and I don't want to clutter the main channel by posting clips on that. So there's going to be a clips channel. It's Radio Mike Podcast Clips. Type it in. Please subscribe to that as well. Just to get that, just because basically the way the YouTube algorithm works is it favors like 5 to 20 minute clips. So if there's some of those in there in the algorithm, it'll just help people discover the podcast more and get more people engaged, which is sort of what I'm thinking for that. And the YouTube in general, my main channel, nearly at 1,000 subscribers, like I said. I just put out my second episode of my movie vlog, What I Watched, with every movie I watched in February. It's snap 2-minute reviews of movies. You can watch that now. It's about 20 minutes. The production value has upped a lot on that. I put a lot of time into it. I'd love for you to check it out if you're into movies. And finally, something that I'm super excited about. Tomorrow, Friday, there is another Mike Talks. Mike Talks is my sometimes Friday edition of this show that I sometimes do when I sometimes have time. And I had an amazing chat and a hilarious chat with Adam and Simon, Adam Denston and Simon Lovett, the first ever double Mike Talks guest. They are from Australian Gogglebox, and also I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and I worked with them in radio for a bit. Hilarious guys, amazing, lovely guys. I was a guest on their podcast last year. I really wanted to chat to them, so they came here. That'll be on YouTube and the podcast feed on Friday, so please listen to that as well. It was a lot of fun to chat to those guys. But that's pretty much it for this week, guys. Sorry if the podcast seemed a little bit less involved this week. It's just I am super, super busy, but I wanted to get something out. And always want this podcast coming out weekly, so I never want to miss a week. And I'm really excited to be in Sydney. Keep an eye out for me. If you see me, that'd be awesome. Come say hi. A guy at a falafel shop where I got a falafel must have recognized me because he wrote my name on the packet, Radio Mike, and then drew a picture of Homer Simpson. That was awesome. I thought that was very cool. So yeah, if you see me, come say hi. Looking forward to being in Sydney. And my name's been Radio Mike. This has been The Inside of My Mind. Don't block the MDF ever. Michael is a very kind young man, and some of you older people can learn a lot from me. Don't block the MDF. I already said that. Man, I've forgotten all of these. What are the rest of them? Let's just say I'll see you in the Dream Factory tonight, but I know. Oh, don't lie to me, because I'll see you. Catch you later, guys. Have a great weekend and a great week ahead. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.